Mills County Judges Report, April 15th, 2021, recorded April 14th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The Judges Report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagle website or the Mills County website. Since this is the April 15th broadcast, let me start with the calming message, reminding listeners that the IRS has extended its usual April 15th annual filing deadline to May 17th this year. Of course, if the government owes you money, that is to say you made an interest-free loan to our federal government by overwithholding or overestimating, you should file as soon as you can to get your refund. Even though this is your trusted local radio station, don't rely on me or this station for tax advice. You can and should confirm this May 17th deadline through the IRS website at irs.gov. With that public service announcement out of the way, there is a lot to talk about on the Mills County front. Commissioner's Court met Monday, April 12th for almost 2 hours. It wasn't so much that there were controversial matters as the length of the agenda and a few technical difficulties with the remote audio. This was the first meeting of the month and the quarter, so the list of departmental reports for review was lengthy, 14 reports in all. To cover the highlights, $4.2 million of county taxes for last year, 2020, which were due in January of 2021, have been collected in the first quarter. Only $176,000 approximately, or 4%, of those taxes remain uncollected at the end of the quarter. The result was the usual seasonal ballooning in the county fund balances. Investment balances increased to $3.5 million on March 31st. Although interest rates are gradually trending upward as the economy expands and the printing presses overheat, at this point Mills County is earning just over 1% on its money. Commissioner's Court removed its burn ban based on the spring green-up. In the past, the ban has been temporarily lifted for a few days here and there as we had rain. This time, however, the ban is just flat lifted. I anticipate a relatively dry summer, and at some point, the Commissioner's Court will likely put a burn ban back in place. So if you had burning you need to do, plan on doing it in the spring. Now, just because you can do something doesn't always mean you should. The key variables are humidity, wind speed, and supervision. Even with no ban, I personally wouldn't burn if winds were forecast to be above 10 miles an hour. Also, don't burn something unless you can have eyes on it until it's out. A brush pile can smolder for days and then reignite as winds pick up and change direction. On the humidity issue, I am told that a grass fire just won't spread if the humidity is 60% or higher. I've never tested that one, so ask a fireman. One item that was discussed at length in court was the sheriff's request, but it was also not acted on, again at the sheriff's request. And this was the exemption of 4 of the department's 9 vehicles from the state transportation code requirement for clear, readable signage on the sides of government-owned vehicles and equipment. There are provisions in the transportation code for specific exceptions. In the case of county equipment and vehicles, the code specifies that commissioner's court approval is required for an exception on a vehicle. Now, this code was enacted in 1995. Why this comes up 26 years later is a question for another day. The discussion Monday centered on how many vehicles and which ones should be unmarked. There are pros and cons. Clearly, unmarked vehicles are useful in surveillance and certain investigative duties, while marked vehicles provide a visible public presence and deterrent and serve a public safety goal of letting citizens know that the car trying to pull them over with flashing lights is, in fact, law enforcement. If you have thoughts on this one way or the other, please share them with me or a commissioner, as final action on this was tabled, but the 1995 state law is in effect and this will be revisited. To flip from commissioner's court to judicial court, you and most adults in Mills County may be receiving jury summons over the next several weeks as our justice system begins to work through a backlog of jury trials that have heretofore been held up due to COVID. What we are seeing is either a post-COVID catch-up, or to use another analogy, docket clearing as the eye of the storm passes. Jury service is a civic duty. The courts will strive to make exposure to contagion as limited as possible while fulfilling the constitutional rights of the accused to a trial by a jury of their peers. The repair contract on the Regency Bridge has been let, but the work hasn't started. It's always reported to be next week and dependent upon the fabrication of steel and the job cycle of the contractor. When we have anything more definite, I will share it. The county email was converted to a Microsoft-hosted arrangement this week. As you could guess, there are loose ends and confusion. And the requisite biomicrochips are not fully inserted in all employees. Just kidding about that last part. The chips were supposed to be in the COVID vaccine, but since that didn't get done, this was the fallback plan. I may see that taken out of context down the line, but some of this stuff just begs for humor to put it into perspective. No email address is changed, but this has certainly created some new excuses. That's the highlights of the week. This is Ed Smith, Mills County Judge, thanking you for your interest in county government. Tune in every Thursday at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. for the weekly report on Mills County government.